is the JB's Monorail. You don't know what a monorail is. Check out Expo in Seattle. We'll be right back.
young girls, they do get weary. Wearing the same old shabby dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When she get weary, somebody gotta do it. So you do it. Try a little tenderness. That's all you got to do this week. You know she's waiting, anticipating. Oh, the things you never possess, yeah. Well, she's out there waiting. Gone out there, boy. Try a little tenderness. That's all you got to do. It's not just sentimental, no, no. She has a grief to care. Everybody do. Softwood made these folks so gentle. Makes it easier to bear. Oh, you know she's waiting, anticipating.
It's right, you wanna hold on tight. If it don't turn you on, boy, to leave it alone. Don't turn you on. You really ought to leave it alone. If it's right, you get a hold on tight. And if it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone. You better get it together now, y'all. Listen to me. If it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone. So many people got to get together. Yeah, yeah. And if it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone. If it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone. And if it's right, you better hold on tight. If it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone.
So many people in the same old boat. Don't you think it's time to try a different stroke?
Sing the song so well, Gilbank. You sing that song so well.
I've been practicing.
You you recorded that, what, late in the 1979 year?
Yes. Yeah, it was during the summer.
It was it late in the summer, I guess.
Well, yeah, late in the summer.
Yeah, I get it. So tonight here on Van Cleef & Cooley, we're just chilling. We're just sitting back. We're playing lots of music like we don't always do. We've had some fun here, actually. I'm really super relaxed listening to this funk music. You know what I mean? This is just funky. We've got some JBs in behind us. Well, who is this? More JBs. Let's see. Charles Wright. We played lots of that tonight. Got Waterfalls coming up right now by Paul McCartney. Here on Van Cleef & Cooley. Van Cleef FM. The voice of the community here in Van Cleef Hill. My name is Sean Cooley. That's Rod Gilbank. Keep listening. Every Wednesday night for Van Cleef & Cooley.
8 to 10.
This is Paul McCartney.
Whispers.
This is beautiful. Whispers.
People who jump waterfalls sometimes can make mistakes. And I need love. Yeah, I need love. Like a second needs an hour, like a raindrop needs a shower. Yeah, I need love.
Like a castle needs a tower, like a garden needs a flower. Yeah, I need love every minute of the day. And it wouldn't be the same if you ever should decide to go away.
Thank you. Thank you. You gotta give me down, huh? Down, down, yeah.
Like good rapping music right here, isn't it? Like that?
I wouldn't know. I'm not a rapper.
No. This is perfect rapping music. You could take this, sample it, loop it, the whole deal. It would be quite good, actually, I think. This is Mumble by DJ Food. Before that, Cut the Cake with Average White Band. Herbie Hancock with Survival of the Fittest. Rod Gilbank's favorite artist.
No.
Name?
Years. Herbie. Been my favorite.
Herbie Hancock, or Herbie Digit Penis.
Herbie.
So Gilbank, did you know one of the most sampled artists of all time, or
yes, Lady Gaga.
No, God, no.
Oh.
I heard something this week about her, some non-makeup, or she appeared somewhere with no makeup at all, and everyone was like, oh, God.
Oh my God, you're normal.
Yeah, it was kind of like put the makeup back on.
Yeah. Somebody get up the makeup shotgun.
It is a total shotgun with her. But where I was going with that earlier.
Oh, that's good.
You like that?
You're just beatboxing over there.
I am beatboxing through my nose.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
You like that? And my daughter told me that one. Boots and cats.
Yes.
Cats. So one of the most sampled artists of all time. Can you guess? Sampled meaning rap music made from him. Sampled music.
Is it Paul McCartney?
No, it's not Paul McCartney. For God's sakes, Gilbank.
It's usually Paul McCartney with you.
No, it's not.
Usually.
Not at all.
Sometimes.
No, it's totally not.
Never.
No.
My reverse psychology didn't work. No, I have no idea who it is.
Bill Cosby.
You're lying.
No, I'm totally not. As far as sampled vocals, like throwing someone yelling or screaming or saying something funny in the background, Bill Cosby.
Like with his weird words and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have the jello with the pudding pop.
Hey, did you see the 40th anniversary Saturday Night Live?
No, I missed it.
Very, very good. I saw a rerun of it last Friday. Very, very funny. A nice shot at... Bill Cosby. Yeah, the big cause. Very funny. Very hilarious episode of Saturday Night Live. Probably the best ever of the last 40 years, anyways, I've seen. But an episode of Jeopardy, of course, with Will.
I did see that.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. Will, yeah. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Oh, God, yeah. That was when the Bill Cosby shot was.
Oh,
was
I missed that. I don't think I saw that part. Of it.
Well, they had a video in the Daily Double.
Oh, I do remember that.
But it was Bill Cosby. It was Bill Cosby talking about something. They were like, oh, no, cut that. We filmed this 6 months ago before the whole Bill
incident.
Yeah. What do you think of the incident? Like, what's going on with Bill Cosby?
I don't know. I don't like to entertain that bull. You know what? If it's true, yeah, it sucks. But, like, has the guy really been that popular and on TV currently? Like,
not really.
No. So just, like, okay, let him deal with his own
problem.
But
it's the cause. It's Bill Cosby. The man built, like, Afrocentric television. He was Fat Albert. He was the cause. He is Theodore Huxtable.
I had no idea that was
the cause. He is the cause. Like, well, the Huxtables. The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I was very young and I don't remember much of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a terrible show, actually. But
don't remember much of it.
And you could totally tell it was a set. Like, come on. These Cosby kids actually think they don't live in a set? Like a set? A house set? Come on. Like, they have no front of their house,
yeah,
for God's sakes.
Half the wall is gone.
Yeah, the cameras are already there.
There's a studio audience.
Yeah. The studio audience, they never leave, Dad. I want to do private stuff while watching TV. yeah, the Cosby Show. What about, whatever happened with the whole Gian Gomeschi deal? Have you ever heard of
him? All I remember is he, like, ran away to California or something like that and was never heard of again. like Amelia Earhart.
Thank God.
With less respect.
With less respect. Well, who cares? He's gone. That's really all that cares. Or all we should
care about.
We
shoot him out of our country. Yeah. That's what you get for not being polite.
Yeah, exactly. So what else is going on, Gilbank? It's been a very relaxing night, and just by the music we're talking over right here.
Yeah.
Isn't that just beautiful music?
I'm just melting right here into the bar.
I'm gonna go home, lay down on my satin sheets.
Satin. Wow. Look at you.
Talk about my gangsta lean. Yeah. With the pick in my afro.
There you go. Did you pick that? Use that pick a lot? That's what's left of the afro.
I never used a pick in my life. I've never used a brush in my life, really. Right now is all I really use is my hand to brush my hair.
Thank you for finishing that sentence.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure either.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. The sultry sounds of Vankly Cooley. Here on the radio waves every Wednesday night.
Perfect to use your hand and brush your hair, too.
2 weeks in a row, folks. No talk about bidets. Yet. I guess we just did.
You just ruined it. Now, here's the thing I wanted to ask about bidets, because I know we have to bring it up now.
Huh?
Are they warm or are they cold?
Well, from what Jean says, they're warm. I guess you can buy the option to have them warmed up. Because that means you have like an electric
You have a little fire going beside the bidet, which has a copper coil in it. The water flows through.
Yeah.
So it just heats up.
Well, I guess on the reverse side of that, or likewise, there's nothing worse than sitting on a cold toilet. Telephone. There's nothing worse than sitting on a cold toilet seat.
Oh, no, it is terrible.
It is really bad, but it warms up pretty quick, though, too. You know what I mean? You sit there for long enough, it's pretty
long
cool.
Enough. Just checking your phone. Yeah. Sitting in there.
That's where I do my
emails.
That's
where you realize, like, oh, my elbows have imprinted on my knees.
You too, eh? Yeah, you too.
Yeah, but no, my bathroom is freezing. It's very small. There's no heat in there.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, you just don't hang out in there a lot.
Yeah.
So it's small and there's no heater in it. There's no, it doesn't flow through the floor at all. And it's just a vent that goes out, right?
Okay.
It vents the air out. So if you're in there for a long time and then you're in the shower, as soon as you get out of the shower, not like a lot of hot air left in there. Other than if I'm talking to myself.
Okay, yeah.
And it's freaking cold, man.
Really?
It's
when you get out of the shower.
Yeah. Fortunately, I live alone and I just leave the door open.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Except when I'm sleeping over or something.
Yeah, that was
weird. I haven't in a long time.
Yeah, you haven't.
Who has slept in that bed recently?
Nobody. It's been my laundry bed.
Really? Oh, my laundry bed.
I do laundry and I dump it on the bed and I'll be like, I'll fold that later. Instead, I just spend 3 weeks picking socks and underwear and shirts out of it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Wrinkle schminkles.
Wrinkle this. All right, let's go back to some tunage. We'll talk to you at least one more time before we go home to go to bed. Here's Zamfir.
With our exciting lifestyle.
Yeah. We're going to talk about skidoos.
Whispers. Thank you.
Watch out for your friend. Though they lose in the end, sometimes they'll try to make it seem. But what is a man without a friend? We all live within a game. The word excuse has many names. Where true friends rarely come. Can't afford to lose one. Jealousy, and I recall, it's always been man's hardest fall. To conquer fear, oh, it's quite a quest. Till we do, never rest. Child was born yesterday. Nothing but an innocent babe. Somebody's soul a bit of seed. Can he grow a bit of weed? Listen, society, how can you tease? I wanna know. You don't practice. See if we can get everybody to say it this evening. Me a true. Thank you.
couldn't even find my chute.
What's that?
I couldn't even find my chute.
It was shoved up there?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you start the mic?
Didn't hurt.
Did you start the mic?
Yeah, I turned it on.
Dude, that was
private. I started the mic.
A private story.
I started the mic. Gas powered.
Ah, jeez.
Well, there we go, folks. Very tame, somewhat quiet and relaxing night. Here we are listening to Hold On, I'm Coming.
Where?
By the Fabgan. What?
You're coming?
No. No, I'm not going.
Where are you going?
Not going anywhere, Gilbank. Just
so
relax.
Lost.
But we're going to go off air here in a moment. It's been the Van Cleek Cooley radio show. What?
I got to get to bed.
Yeah, very tiresome. Very tiresome being here. Lifting lots of weights tonight.
Yeah, I've been like moving this chair around a lot.
Just dying, eh?
Yep.
Little Herbie Man we're talking over. Hold on. I'm coming. It's been the Van Cleek Cooley radio program. Next week on the show, I think I have a returning guest. I believe Steve Barton's coming back. We're going to talk all things three quarters of the way through the hockey season. Talk about a program he's doing charity for in the area. We're going to talk some hockey talk. I may also have someone from the local hockey association on the phone to chat with us. Anyways, that's next week on Van Cleek Cooley. My name is Sean Cooley. That's
Rod Gilbank.
That is Rod Gilbank.
I am.
The one and only.
Yep.
Talk to you later, folks. Thanks for listening, maybe. I don't know.
It's a question. You're welcome.
That's a question.